When a hospital gets a new CEO, it's always interesting to find out more about them, why they chose this hospital, what their goals are, and what they feel they can contribute. Today, we'll talk with Mick Zeblik. This is Wise and Well, presented by Community Memorial Healthcare. I'm Maggie McKay. Welcome to the Community Memorial family, Mick. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, thank you, Maggie. Yeah, so I originally grew up in the Chicago market, and we've been living on the West Coast now for about 15 to 20 years. So this is definitely our home. So what brought us to the community, we're very excited about being here near the beach in the coastal area, but just a great small community feeling.
It's so beautiful in Ventura. What a great place to live and work. What drew you to this position and the Ventura area?
So, you know, community healthcare is such a challenging industry right now. It's to be able to be independent, community-focused is sort of an anomaly in healthcare. And what drew me to the area is really helping this organization thrive at that goal. There are large academic medical centers that provide fantastic care in the area, and there are rural safety net hospitals that need provided there. Right in the middle of that market, we need to provide care for our community, focused on what the community needs. But then when we can't provide that care, we need to be able to connect our patients, our community, to those higher-end academic medical centers.
And what do you see as the opportunities for healthcare advancement in this area?
So it's that same theme. I think making strategic partners with our academics really will strengthen the type of care we can provide, as well as focus with our local providers and their strong care for everything our community needs that's right within our community. And that ranges from pediatric care all the way through behavioral health, but certainly the med-surg, ED, surgical care, those types of services, what a community needs right away, that's what we want to specialize in.
So the big question, Mick, what are your plans for the first 90 to 120 days?
So in the first 90 to 120 days, it's such a great period. I can learn and listen to the organization, really embrace the culture, understand what's made us so successful here. You know, we've had great leadership for the last 20 years with Gary Wild, and his team is very strong. So a lot of my first 90 days will be listening and learning. And as we start to learn our stride together and start to set our goals together and build a strategic plan, I think it'll become much more engaged in the details. But right now it's to listen and learn and really take in this fantastic culture.
And what do you feel are the most important aspects of your job as CEO for Community Memorial?
It's to be very dogged about our quality. I want to make sure that every time we interact with our patients and our community, we are focused on quality of care. And we have been here. I know it. I can see it in the performance. I want to make sure that our community really trusts the advice they're getting from Community Memorial, and that when they step foot on our campus, they know we're going to provide the best care, the best quality of care, and be trusted in their whole healthcare journey.
That sounds good. So after you have developed your strategic plan, can we meet with you again maybe in the new year?
I'd look forward to that. I'd really look forward to kind of laying out what the next year to 3 years looks like and what additional services we want to bring to the community and how we want to strengthen our brand and our connection to everybody.
Mick, what's your plan when it comes to the community? How do you want them to feel about Community Memorial?
I think it's very important for the community to feel trust and know that their healthcare system is there for them. So for Community Memorial Healthcare to really be their trusted partner and a resource for them on their journey through healthcare.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
To me, healthcare is part of the community. So it's really important that we talk about how we work with each other. So there are such great community leaders already and such great programs that I need to learn about. And I want to partner and continue to partner with those programs because healthcare is not a standalone industry. It's definitely a fabric. So the educational system all the way to the police and fire departments, how we interact and communicate with each other is such an important partnership. So I just want to say thanks to the folks for the last 2 to 3 years. It's been a brutal time to be in healthcare. So for those who have stayed with us and continue to provide care, totally appreciated, quite honestly, whether providing support in the educational system all the way to our community leaders. Stay with us. Healthcare is on its way up and getting much stronger.
Thank you, Mick. It's been a pleasure talking with you today, and thanks for taking the time to be here. I'm sure you're very busy with this new position, and I look forward to getting an update soon.
Thank you very much, Maggie. I look forward to talking with you again.
Awesome. Once again, that's Mick Zeblik. To find out more, please visit mycmh.org. That's mycmh.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out the full podcast library for topics of interest to you. This is Wise and Well, presented by Community Memorial Healthcare. I'm Maggie McKay. Thanks for listening.